From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries, which are on opposite sides of the Syrian civil war. French President François Hollande has vowed to crush the army of fanatics, as he put it, who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terrorist attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces of law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vest and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations. In all, 130 people were killed, well over 300 wounded. Enormous crowds greeting Pope Francis in Uganda today as he delivered the first ever Mass in that country. He's on the second leg of his African tour. Later, he'll hold a rally with young people, visit a charity, meet with religious leaders before moving on to the Central African Republic tomorrow. This is VOA News.